We're going to talk this morning about a special conference that's being hosted by Community Healing Centers here in Kalamazoo. They're hosting the Coming Together Conference. Joining us in the studio with more details on that is the Coming Together Conference chairperson and event producer, Dominic Gladstone, is with us this morning. Dominic, good morning.
Good morning. And my associate who actually works at Community Healing Centers hosting the conference, Amy, is with us, I believe, as well.
Amy Wine, Marketing and Communications Coordinator, is back with us. Good to see you again this morning.
Good to see you, Ken. Good. Thank you for having
Anxious
us.
Anxious to hear about this. So what is the Coming Together Conference and who are we bringing together?
So before we talk about the what of the conference, I just want to kick off with a little backstory on the why of the conference. So addiction is a problem we know in society these days. There's a lot of stigma and a lot of bias in addiction. And what we want to try to do is reduce the amount of stigma and bias. Addiction is a disease and has been declared so since the American Medical Association did it in 1987, and other health organizations have declared it as a disease. As a matter of fact, over 23 million Americans are in substance use recovery. That's 10% of the U.S. population. And just as a numbers comparison, the CDC says, you know, 695,000 people died in 2021 of heart disease. But we don't treat addiction like a disease. You know, we don't treat it like a heart condition or like diabetes or like cancer. So we're really trying to break the bias and break the stigma. And how do you do that when you have a public health crisis? You do it with education and information, and that leads us to the Coming Together Conference. The Coming Together Conference is the largest substance use disorder conference in Southwest Michigan. We are truly cross-sector, and what I mean by that is, you know, there's conferences out there for substance use for nurses or doctors. There's conferences out there for social workers. But we bring doctors, law enforcement, nurses, social workers, recovery coaches, clinicians, judges, treatment court professionals, all together in one room for a day for the Coming Together Conference, a true coming together, and that's where it gets its name.
Amy Wine is also with us from Community Healing Centers. And can you tell us a little bit about the lineup and presentations that will be taking place at this conference?
Yes. This year, we're pretty proud to be featuring a diverse lineup of presentations and speakers, and we're covering a broad range of topics. In the morning, we have five different breakout sessions. One of them is Healing Disconnections of the Brain and Body through EMDR and Brain Spotting. We have Juvenile Justice and Substance Abuse, Medication-Assisted Treatment, Use, Availability, and Follow-Up, Pride Recovery, Queer and Getting Clean, and Michigan and Midwest Trends in Illicit Drug Use Since 2013. Then, as we head into the afternoon, we'll have a news story show-style atmosphere where local WWMT anchors Andy Dominiani and Jessica Hawthorne are going to have 20 different topics that they will cover related to substance abuse and recovery. And then we offer four different breakout sessions in the afternoon as well. Allyship for Recovery, What Can You Do? Coaches for Recovery, LGBTQ and SUD, and that's going to be an out front panel Q&A, so that's pretty neat. We've never had anything like that. And then we're also going to have a round table discussion centered on the challenges to long-term sustained recovery.
So this conference brings together a number of professionals. Who, from a professional standpoint, benefits from this? Who is this conference for?
So that's where we truly have a coming together of different sectors. Mm-hmm. So we invite doctors. WMED is involved in our conference. We have the Department of Psychiatry sending people. We also have law enforcement from the Police Department and Sheriff's Department here sending folks. We've got nurses, social workers. There's a whole bunch of recovery coaches that will be coming to join us who are the boots on the ground people in the field these days, clinicians who deal with people in recovery. We've had a tremendous turnout from judges in the past, not just treatment court judges, but all judges who want to find out and are dealing with criminal cases, because we know criminalizing addiction doesn't work. We want to get people treated, and people are learning that and making a shift. and also treatment court professionals who are a big proponent of people getting treatment in recovery. So it's really a broad audience. It's the only conference I know of that puts all of those people in the same room together.
And there you get your cross-sector of professionals getting together on a very important topic. So ultimately, how does the public benefit from this?
Well, the public actually should be interested in our kickoff event because it's free and open to the public.
Okay.
We've got a dynamite keynote speaker. We've had a history of having incredible keynote speakers. You know, a few years ago, we had Martin Sheen, Earl Hightower, nationally renowned known comic Mark Lundholm has been here. William Cope Moyers out of Hazleton has been here. This year, we have Dr. John Kelly from Harvard University coming in. And he's going to be speaking about the efficacy of 12-step programs. 12-step programs do work in recovery, and he's got data. Everybody loves data in the recovery field. Mm-hmm. Data to prove it. So we're bringing him in. And as always, we do a kickoff event the evening before the conference. So the conference is on Wednesday, October 25th, all-day conference for the professionals. But the evening before, on Tuesday, October 24th, from 6 to 8 p.m., we've got Dr. Kelly sharing a bit of his personal story. So this guy from Harvard University with a resume that literally is over 100 pages long, Ken. Mm. It's a serious resume.
Mm.
And I looked at it. I was a bit overwhelmed and somewhat intimidated by looking at a 100-page resume. He's got a personal story to tell, and he'll be sharing some of his personal story with recovery at our event. That'll be at the Homer Stryker School of Medicine downtown, the office building downtown at 300 Portage. Whereas our conference is at the Fetzer Center.
Okay, and the Tuesday night event is open to the public then.
Yes, free and open to the public, and I believe we have refreshments coming and all that. So
hors d'oeuvres and refreshments will be served.
All right, very good. And where can people find out more about this?
If you visit comingtogetherkalamazoo.com, you can read about information pertaining to the individual breakout sessions and more details about the keynote speaker and his resume. That's comingtogetherkalamazoo.com.
All right. The public event is Tuesday the 24th. The conference on the Wednesday the 25th. Community Healing Center's hosting the Coming Together Conference. The Coming Together Conference chairperson and event producer, Dominic Gladstone, has been with us, along with Amy Wine, marketing and communications coordinator with Community Healing Services. Thanks to the both of you for sharing this. This is sounds like a very important event here in Kalamazoo.
Thanks for having us on, Ken.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.